have. I'm thankful for. I'd like today to turn to Psalm 18, also Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk between Nahum and Zephaniah. If you can find one of those two, you'll be able to find Habakkuk. Psalm 18, I want to read verse 33. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. The 18th psalm are the words of David in song. They are words of testimony with regard to what God has done in his life, and you can read through that psalm and you'll see that over and over and over again. David testifying of what the Lord had done in his life. It is also a testimony of the greatness of God. It is a psalm in which he declares personal resolve there in verse 3. The tone of the psalm is one of praise, thanksgiving, and assurance. The text in Habakkuk is a prayer of Habakkuk. We read in verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk. But it is also a song upon Shigonoth. That is a song, or with song. So it is a prayerful song. We see that again in verse 19, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. So in this prayerful song, Habakkuk declares the greatness and the glory of God. And also he declares his own personal resolve, similar to David. It too is in the tone of amazement, praise, thanksgiving, and assurance. So in these two verses, we have the words of David and Habakkuk. What they say gives them great gladness, fills them with delight. They both find gratification in what they are saying. Now in our text verses, both David and Habakkuk use the analogy of hinds' feet and high places. Both of them, in regard to this analogy, speak of God as the cause. Psalm 18, verse 33, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. And in Habakkuk, we read, he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. So in both cases, God is the cause. With regard to the analogy and the cause, they both speak of personal experience. indicated by the pronouns my, me, and mine. Now, David, he speaks in the present ongoing tense. He says, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Habakkuk speaks in the future tense. He says, he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk in high places. But though Habakkuk speaks in future tense, it's based upon who God is, the Lord God, my strength, and upon the present. The Lord God is my strength. So here are two men, David and Habakkuk, separated by hundreds of years, speaking upon the same subject, hinds' feet and high places. The subject this morning is human feet or hinds' feet. Human feet or hinds' feet. I want to focus on three main points. We'll look at the analogy, we'll look at the circumstances in which these words are spoken, and then we want to make application to ourselves. Now, if we had, well, just everybody just look at your feet. Some will see small feet, some will see large feet. Some will see narrow feet. Some will see wide feet. Some might even see deformed feet. But we all have feet. And these feet, without shoes or special equipment, are very, very limited. They're very, very limited in what they can do. You will not climb a mountain barefoot. It's not going to happen. You need special shoes. You need special equipment. And after this message, I pray that we would, when we look at our feet, that we wouldn't see human feet, but that we would see hinds' feet. Hinds' feet. We would never look at our feet the same way again. So consider the analogy. The analogy basically consists of three parts. There is a hind. In those days, that was a female red deer. Both David and Habakkuk would have seen these deer scampering up the sides of steep slopes and upon the mountains. And these came to their mind when they penned these words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So the analogy consists of a hind. More precisely, the analogy is of hinds' feet, which was a cloven hoof that would spread widely so that they actually have grip in their feet. They actually have grip in their feet. This means that they were very sure-footed. Because of the way that God made their feet, when they were chased by a predator, a hind could escape to safety up the steepest rocky slopes where other animals could not go, or if they did go, they would slip and stumble. Because of the way God made their feet, they could stand in the most precarious and difficult places. And they could travel across impossible terrain. They were able to climb because of the grip in their feet, the steepest of cliffs. So the hind had feet that could keep them above what was going on below. They had feet that could put them in a superior position. They had these hind had the unique ability to place their back feet exactly where their front feet had just stepped, not one inch off. Because of the way that God made her in times of danger, because of this ability that she had, she was able to run and not get off track. And she could do this, again, up steep, steep cliffs. So you have the hind. You have the hind's feet. The third part of the analogy is the high places. Places that were above. Places of great heights. The high places, the air is different. It's more pure. The view is pristine. And all the distractions are far below. The high places are places of safety. They're places of optimism. They are places of hopefulness, confidence, and victory. So we hear David say, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places." And we hear Habakkuk say, "He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon mine high places." And they both speak with amazement. They both speak with praise, thankfulness, and with great assurance. So we have the analogy. Next, consider the circumstances in which these words were written. In Psalm 18, David had just come through very, very strenuous, grueling, demanding, very difficult and stressful years of being hounded by the enemy, Saul and his men. In Psalm 18, David is describing what he had just come through. And you look through Psalm 18, you will see that he uses such words as enemies and enemy in verses 3, verse 17, verse 37, verse 40, verse 48. And in verse 4, he speaks of ungodly men. In verse 48, those that rise up against me. And he also refers to the heathen in verse 43 and 49. In verse 43, he speaks of the strivings of the people. And in verse 48, he speaks of violent men. Also, in describing what he had just come through, in verse 4, he mentions the sorrows of death compassed me. And he spoke of being afraid. And in verse 5, he said, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about." And he said, "The snares of death prevented me. They held me back." In verse 6, He says, my distress. And in verse 18, my calamity. You see, David had been destined to be the king. Yet he had spent years, about 17, on the run like a felon. David had been destined to sit upon the throne. Yet he spent years hiding in caves. But God brought him through it all. God brought him to the high place. How did he do that? Well, David tells us, by making his feet like hinds' feet. He made his feet like hinds' feet. In Habakkuk chapter 3, Habakkuk is about to go into, he's about to enter a very trying time. By way of background, Habakkuk ministered in Judah, the southern kingdom. During her death pains, if you will, just before the Babylonians came against Jerusalem, Habakkuk had been told by God that due to Judah's sin, God would use the wicked nation of Babylon to bring judgment upon Judah. As a result, there would be widespread destruction and devastation. You see, God had already set the course of history, and the Babylonians were going to defeat Judah and take them into captivity. God allowed Habakkuk to see what was coming. We learn from chapter 3 and verse 17 that as a result of God's judgment, there would be total devastation to the economy of Judah. The economy of Judah was based almost exclusively on agriculture and livestock. And the agriculture, and you see this in chapter 3, verse 17, could be divided into permanent crops, the fruit trees, the olive trees, the grapevines. And then there were the annual crops, wheat, barley. But both the permanent and the annual, according to chapter 3, verse 17, would be destroyed. Also, the flock, the sheep, and the herd would be destroyed. Habakkuk is brought to see that God would withdraw his hand of blessing and extend his hand of curse against the nation. So by the time we get to chapter 3, Habakkuk, with the knowledge of coming destruction, with the knowledge of coming devastation, he says, the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet. In this destruction that is coming, the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon high places. Habakkuk, with this knowledge that coming was great trouble, on the horizon was great affliction and misery, and yet he says with assurance, the Lord, He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me walk upon mine high places. Habakkuk, with this knowledge of coming struggle, coming hassle, coming complications, he says, the Lord, he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon high places. Habakkuk, with his knowledge that the fearful and nightmarish was coming. It was on the horizon. Babylon was at Judah's doorstep. It wouldn't be long. But the Lord, he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon high places. So you have David and Habakkuk. They are both seen praising God for the same thing. They are praising God for hinds' feet. David praises God that in the time of his great adversity, God gave him hinds' feet, thus enabling him to miraculously ascend above and transverse through all his affliction and trials. And he's praising God that God had given him these hinds' feet. Without those hinds' feet, David would not have made it. But David is now in the high place. He is in the place where God had destined him to be. And he says, the way I got here was God made my feet like hinds' feet. Habakkuk, he praises God that God would give him hinds' feet, enabling him to ascend above and traverse through the storm that was coming. But they're both praising God for these hinds' feet. So that brings us to our third point, application. Notice that both David and Habakkuk speak of the high places in a personal way. Notice Psalm 18, verse 33, David says, my high places. My high places. And Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19, says, mine high places. Very important to recognize personal pronouns. And don't just speak of high places. David doesn't just say the high places. Habakkuk doesn't just say the high places. David says, my high places. Habakkuk, mine high places. Again, these are places of safety, that deer would find safety. They are places of peace. They are places of joy. They are places of stability. They are places of victory. And both speak of these places, implying these things. And they are God-prepared places. But they aren't just God-prepared places, they are God-prepared places for me. David says, my high places. Habakkuk says, mine high places. They are special places. But they are special places for me. They are special places for you. These high places are what God has for us. Now, none of us have fully realized what God has for us. God's people like to talk about heaven, with good reason. God has great things for us in eternity, no question. Things that are beyond our comprehension. But may I say, God has things for us right now. And perhaps we ought to be more concerned about what He has for us now than what He has for us then. Because guess what? We're living now. We're not there yet. And God has and will continue to give us hinds feet. Why? He has these high places for us. But how are we going to get to them? We can't ascend them with our feet. We need hinds feet. So God gives us hinds feet. What that means is that the high places are now within reach. What this means is that the high places can be climbed. The high places can be ascended to. There's no need for you and I to live below when God has given us hinds feet to ascend to the high places. Now, in this world, the devil, 1 Peter 5, verse 8, as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He opposes and he seeks to devour all workings of God upon our hearts. And to devour all righteousness and godliness in our lives. And all holy desires. And anything that would please the Lord. He is absolutely tireless in his efforts. You and I get tired. The devil doesn't say, well, I'm going to let him rest a while. He is tireless in his efforts to turn aside the people of God. He desires to turn the child of God away from what is right. He desires to turn the child of God away from prayer. Away from the Word of God, away from the ways of God, away from the worship of God, away from fellowship with God, and to turn us aside from anything that would draw us closer to God. He desires to get the child of God to look and to head in the wrong direction. And he desires and he will do anything to prevent God's people from getting too far away from the ways and the thinking and the priorities and the pursuits of the world. He has wiles. He has darts. He has snares to accomplish his agenda, which is an agenda of destruction. So in this life, we are in a warfare against Satan and his entourage. But God has given his people high places. But he's also given us hinds feet so that we are able to climb and advance in the time of this warfare. Satan, with and this wicked and antichrist world thinks that the obstacles and barriers that they erect will weaken, will stop, and destroy us. But God has given His people hinds feet so that they are able to stand unwavering and unshakable in the midst of devilish attacks and advances. We have a powerful, bloodthirsty, cruel, unsympathetic enemy. But God has given us high places. And these high places are within reach because He's given us hinds feet so that we are able to climb to the higher heights, to escape the enemy. The world is a place filled with danger, pitfalls, many, many snags. It is a place that has strangling power, a place of wickedness, a place of abomination, place of filth and vileness. It's a very unsettled place. It's a place with shifting sands. It is a place where we will experience trouble and distress and difficulty. It is a place where we will experience temptations. And there will be storms, and there will be sorrows, and there will be much strain and stress, and there will be disappointments and doubts, and there will be fear, and there will be anxiety. It is a place of suffering. It is a place of pain and affliction. And it is a place filled with distraction. But God, in the midst of it all, has given us high places. But He's also given us hinds feet so that we are able to ascend the high places above everything else. You see, if you're saved, you may look at your feet and you see human feet. But what you need to see is hinds feet. Because that we have hinds feet, we can ascend to places above this life. Because we have hinds feet, we don't have to get stuck in the mire of this world. We're able to climb. We're able to ascend. Because God has made our feet like hinds feet. We're not able to ascend because of ourselves. We're able to ascend because of what God has done. He has made our feet like hinds feet. So like the hind, you and I, from time to time, will find ourselves in a very precarious position. And you've seen pictures, and to some degree you see it at a zoo. But it's amazing that these animals can stand on the side of a cliff. It's an amazing thing. And sometimes it feels like we're in the side of a cliff. And we don't know how we're going to make it. But remember this. God has made your feet like hinds' feet. So even from the side of that cliff, you can climb. You can ascend. And I believe it is time to climb. It is time for God's people to ascend to the heights that God has for us. God has made us hinds' feet. And Satan and the world, they come and they say, you can't stand. You can't ascend. And there are times when we think we can't stand. We can't ascend. We're stuck. We're doomed. But we can ascend. And here's why. Because God has made our feet like hinds' feet. God has given us hinds' feet. And even when Satan and the world tell us that the way is too steep, the way is too precarious, and even when we think the way is too steep to climb and too precarious to travel, we can. We can. And the reason we can is because we have these hinds' feet that God has miraculously given us. There are high places, far, far, far above anything that is going on in this world. And God has given us the feet so that we can climb, so that we can ascend. Like David, he was destined to be king. But for about 17 years, that wasn't his experience. So for David, there was more than what he was experiencing. But when he finally stepped into the position that God had for him, he realized that it was God who enabled him. And he says, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. We have hinds' feet. And you and I, every one of us that are saved, can step into and stand and walk in what God has for us. Because of these feet that God has given us. There was more for David than the life of a fugitive. And so it is for every one of us. There is always more. There is always more. There is always more than what this sin-sick world offers. There's more for you and I than what religion offers. There are high places. We have hinds' feet. And therefore we can climb. And climb, and climb, and climb, reaching the higher places. You see, there's always more of God for us. There's always more for you and I to experience. There's always more for you and I to draw from and feed upon. There is more power. There is more faith. There is more knowledge. There is more peace. There is more joy. There is more assurance. It's in the high places. And God has given us hinds' feet to ascend to the high places. Oh, the potential that belongs to you and I as children of God. As a child of God, whatever your circumstances realize this. God has prepared for me a high place. And I can get there because He's given me hinds feet. I can get there. These places are accessible to me because God has made our feet like hinds feet. So we hear David say in closing, He maketh my feet like hinds feet. David had just come through years of persecution. He's now at that place that God has for him. He looks back and he says, I know how I got here. God has made my feet like hinds feet. We can look back in our lives, and there have been times where we thought, I don't know how in the world I'm going to get through this. But we got through it. Because God gave us hinds feet. And we hear Habakkuk say, He will make my feet like hinds feet. There are coming storms. I've been preaching this for a long time. Babylon is at our doorstep. They're more, they've gone further than doorstep. They're already in. And what's coming, humanly speaking, is not pleasant. Humanly speaking, the future is not bright. And we know this. But like Habakkuk, should not be filled with fear, but with this assurance, He will make my feet like His feet. He will give me the ability to ascend above it all. So again, look at your feet. What do you see? I pray that by faith we see hinds feet. Hinds feet. You know, you can, ladies can paint their toenails, do all kinds of things. Doesn't really change your feet. Might look different. Really doesn't change them. You're not going to ascend to the high places with those feet, with these human feet. Need something else. And God has made our feet like hinds feet. So whatever it is in your life, whatever it is that might be pursuing you and that hounds you, remember that hind. And remember there are high places. And God has made your feet like hinds' feet. So ascend. Here's what we do many times. The predator is coming. We know there's high places. And we stand and we just look at them. Boy, I wish I could get there. I sure wish that God would just pick me up and set me up there. That's not the way it works. God's already given you hinds feet. You don't have to stand there and just look at the high place wishing. You can ascend. Because you have hinds feet. Thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord that I have human feet. But I thank the Lord that I have hinds feet. and they'll do me much, they'll be more, far more beneficial than these human feet. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 7.